Headline, Michael Saylor says he's paying Bitcoin taxes unlike crypto anarchists, published at 12:40 p.m. UTC, October 22, 2024 on protos.com. MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor recently defended his belief that large financial institutions will end up owning a large and ever-growing portion of Bitcoin's supply. In an interview that he proudly posted to X and YouTube, Saylor claimed that the Bitcoin network will improve as companies and governments displace crypto anarchists. When asked about the risk of government seizure as third-party custodians hold more Bitcoin on behalf of their customers, Saylor responded, "I think that when the Bitcoin is held by a bunch of crypto anarchists who aren't regulated entities, who don't acknowledge government, or don't acknowledge taxes, or don't acknowledge reporting requirements, that increases the risk of seizure." Emphasis in original. Saylor insinuated that institutions like BlackRock or MicroStrategy, unlike self-sovereign Bitcoiners, will reliably file and pay their taxes. The irony of that claim was immediately obvious to viewers, of course, given that Saylor himself has paid $40 million to settle claims that he evaded tax payments, plus $8.5 million to settle claims of accounting fraud. Subheading. Saylor thinks 99.9% of the money doesn't worry about government seizure. At another point in the interview, Saylor continued to chuckle at Bitcoiners who insist on self-custody. "You have an OG crypto community that's very hardcore about it, but if you look at where all the money is, 99.9% of the money is actually in the traditional economy." Saylor repeated his disrespect for one of the oldest communities in cryptography. He claimed that the risk of seizure is mostly a concern for paranoid crypto anarchists. He also hand-waved away the risk of an actual government seizure of Bitcoin, calling it a trope that repeats in a pointless loop. He noted that the most recent example from history, the 1933 U.S. gold seizure enacted by Executive Order 6102, did not result in any forceful seizures of gold. Subheading, Paranoid Crypto Anarchists. Comments reined in from the Bitcoin community, and many accounts switched their username to Paranoid Crypto Anarchist. "Terrible look for Saylor to become a shill for the government," wrote one observer. "My trust in Saylor has cratered with the latest interview," claimed another, while someone else asserted, "Saylor is an enemy of Bitcoin." Others predicted the demise of Saylor in some future Bitcoin network split. When the BlackRock fork war happens, he has a huge incentive to be on the regulatory compliance side of the chain split, wrote Michael Ruiz. The co-founder of Simply Bitcoin took the opportunity for self-reflection. "Saylor didn't shill himself as some Bitcoin prophet, you did. The enablers are the real culprits." This recording was AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.